Up first this afternoon, we talk a little theater. Brand new show, not just a new show, a world premiere show coming to Penobscot Theater Company at the historic Bangor Opera House this week. The show is called Dirty Deeds Down East. And joining us in studio, the playwright, Brent Ascari. Brent, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And over here, you might recognize this fellow. He is one of the stars of the show, Ken Stack.
Well, there are no stars in this show. It's one great big ensemble, and everybody's having such a great time. And really feel privileged to be working on this premiere. Brent, thank you for a lovely script. We're having a heck of a good time.
Well, I'm having a blast watching everyone. It's an incredible cast.
Well, so what's it like from your perspective? Because I know you also came in early to do some workshopping with the cast, so they've become part of this creative process as well. What's the experience like for you as someone who is both an actor and a playwright?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, it's wonderful to have had the opportunity to be working with the actors who are going to be playing the roles. And the script is being shaped a lot by them and what they bring to it. So it's a great sort of symbiotic relationship. Seeing what they do ends up changing the script. And I think it's made the script a lot better.
All right. So what's the basic storyline here of Dirty Deeds?
Dirty Deeds is set on an island in Maine that is completely lawless. Like, it's great. People are burning each other's boats, brewing moonshine, dumping fish guts in each other's yard. And in the middle of all this chaos, there's this hapless policeman named Gerard, who nobody pays attention to. People, nobody reports anything to him. And one day, he learns that someone's drowned. And everybody tells him, oh, it's just an accident. Mm. But he suspects it's something more, perhaps a murder. So he goes to investigate against what everybody tells him not to do and gets in touch with a whole bunch of crazy characters on this island.
Ken, you play one of those crazy characters. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Oh, good old Lewis. Not too much we can say about him because I don't want to give anything away. But he's one of the good old boys on the island and is always there to just kind of muckle in whenever necessary to do what needs to be done. But one of the things that's fun about the script is the style. It's a very, very funny script. We were just cracking up all over the place at first read through. Just amazing. And then the style of the performance is a combination of film noir, really good sitcom, and then this wonderful character revelation built into it. So it's almost as if Martin Scorsese put together a film noir sitcom comedy and threw it all together and said, here, go for it. Now have fun. And the production, the set design, the lighting design, and the sound design as well, really gives us this wonderful sense of style for the play. So we just spent the last week in what they call tech rehearsals, where we, the actors, get to see what all the technicians have been bringing to the production, and now we're trying to raise our performances to match their incredible creativity. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got an incredible cast, too. People around here will know all of the members mm-hmm. of the cast if they've been at Penobscot Theater in the last year or so, with Ben Lehman playing Gerard, A.J. Mooney, Brad LaBrie, and Lucy, I hope I get her name right, Kara Payton,
I believe it is. I think that's right. Yeah.
Who was in Ironbound and was great in that with Brad last year.
Yeah. Great. And we're having so much fun working with each other. We feel a little guilty we're having so much fun, but we'll still be concentrated on bringing that fun to the audience. And we're going to have audiences relatively soon.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as, tomorrow, right?
Show previews October 19th and 20th. That's Thursday and Friday of this week.
So what's it like for you as an actor to have the playwright right there and be able to pick his brain, offer your thoughts?
It's wonderful to have the source material right there. And we also feel a certain amount of fear. Oh my gosh, I gotta get this right. Because that guy's sitting right there looking and listening to us. And so I felt a big pressure to do justice to the lines. We're really bringing his words to life, but he's right there to make sure it's the right life. And Brent has been so supportive. And who knows? He might still be giving little tweaks all the way up to opening night. But we just roll with it. I think our last ones were just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And we all freaked out. What? I've got new lines? But they're just richer and they help tell the story better. So, oh, come on. We've been so lucky to have this. We're ecstatic.
And Brent, we were talking before we came on the air about your background. You actually worked at the theater back in the early 90s.
I did. I worked on three shows in the early 90s when it was when Penobscot wasn't in the Opera House. It was right down the street. And it was like one of it was a great time in my life. I went there. I had no responsibilities. I was, you know, they're putting me up. I was staying in a Super 8 and I think the Hampton Inn. I was getting free continental breakfast. I thought I've struck jackpot.
Living the life there.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. and I had just such a great experience working with Penobscot. Such great people then, wonderful people now. So it's been a real thrill to be able to come back as a playwright and work with these amazing actors and technicians.
Let's talk about some of those people. Who are the folks involved behind the scenes? I know Jonathan Barry is directing, right?
Yeah, and to watch Jonathan work with Brent has been fantastic because we'll do something in rehearsal, and then suddenly there's this big silence when suddenly the two of them are going, and they come up with something brand new on that. So the creative process really doesn't end.
No.
And I will be honest, I didn't bring a list of all the technicians involved in the show. So I really should have, because we have incredible design, Jess the set designer.
Yeah.
I'm suddenly blanking. Forgive me, everyone.
Well, but suffice it to say, boy, the last several years, the quality of the production, not beyond the acting, but the technical aspects of it have just been so phenomenal. The bar has been set pretty high.
It has been. And also, Jonathan, this is only his second season. He's really learned how to use the Bangor Opera House.
Mm.
What is that stage like? What are the capabilities of that? How to relate best to the audience there. And so he uses the space very, very well, doing huge shows like Mary Poppins the last summer, down to this nice, relatively more compact show, but with how many different scenes have we got, different locations?
11, 12 wow. scenes. Yeah, and yeah. the set is amazing. That's been, you know, there's a, without giving any too much away, but there's a dock. Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
And going fluidly from a diner to a dock to a garage to a living room and just flipping back and forth throughout the entire show. It's just effortless and it works beautifully. So Jonathan really looks at what is the audience's reaction, how does the space work, and how can we use that to tell the story really effectively and get the punch out. There's some great comedy in the show.
Well, I'm
really looking forward to that.
I've read some of the script, and it was laugh out loud funny. Will Mainers or anybody, not necessarily just Mainers, see a little of themselves in this story?
Yes, perhaps. I mean, certain parts, I hope they don't. Because like I said, it's a pretty horrible, the joke of it is like how crazy this island is. But yeah, I think so.
And fortunately, we've got some good main people there, so we don't have to run the risk of those Murder, She Wrote accents, right?
Well, one of the things we're doing is, of course, some people might have an accent on that, but a lot of people in Maine don't have the
heavy,
shall I say, poor old Fred Gwynn, Pet Cemetery sort of thing. And so we really concentrated more on what is the essence of the character and where does the main sound help feed that character. Yeah. Because really, Brent, we love your characters.
No.
They're just incredible people. Incredibly horrible, maybe. Incredibly wonderful. All at the same time. And it's just been great fun to find what is the truth and reality of these people.
So from the writer's perspective, what's that experience been like of seeing these characters come to life as physical manifestations out there on the stage?
You know, I've had a number of things produced before, but it never stops being a thrill. You know, you invent these people in your mind. They're talking to each other. You're talking to yourself. You feel like a crazy person. You put it on a paper, then to have them read it and then walk around as if they are these people in your head. And then other people are watching them become the people in your head. It's always kind of surreal and wonderful and amazing to feel like all this stuff that just exists in your imagination is coming to life. It's the thrill of being a playwright.
So after we see the show, Ken, will we maybe maybe look over our shoulder at our neighbors, view them a little differently?
That is possible. Very, very possible. In fact, one of the things, without mentioning any names whatsoever, and I really won't, I look at other small islands that I've been to in Maine and say, oh, yeah, I know who that was on that island. Brent really captured some strong truths that you see in a lot of small towns in Maine. Small towns anywhere.
Right.
Where within a certain power structure, you've got some really fascinating things going on behind the scenes.
Ken Stack, Brent Ascari. Dirty Deeds Down East, opening this weekend. The official opening night is Saturday.
Saturday, October 21st at 5 p.m. We have previews this Thursday and Friday, October 19th and 20th. And the show runs through November 5th. Box office is 207-942-3333. Or go to the website, penobscottheater.org. We've had that same phone number since 1974.
Wow.
Yeah, 942-3333.
Stop into the box office and see Amy. She'll brighten your day.
Oh, yeah, she will. And she'll get you some darn good seats.
There you go.
Guaranteed.
Well, thank you, Lewis. Ken, great to see you again. Brent, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Can't wait to see the show Break Legs this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dirty Deeds Down East, coming to Penobscot Theater Company at the historic Bangor Opera House. 14 minutes after.